message after the tone.
Hey Daryl, it's Tyler with the Bank of Cardiff. Sorry I missed you. I was just actually looking to follow up here on a finance offer we had extended to the company. It's pushing about 2.5 weeks ago that we got it sent out, but looks like we got you pre-approved for $250,000. I was just hoping you had a chance to look it over.
Oh, I was down in the other part of the house.
Is this Daryl?
Yeah, this is Daryl.
Hey, how's it going, Daryl?
Good.
I don't know if, did you hear any of that voicemail then?
No,
Okay, so I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff. We had actually extended an offer here to the business about 2 weeks ago. Do you recall receiving that?
No.
Okay, so it was based off some good borrowing history you guys had with PNC Bank a few years back, but it was a pre-approval for some equipment and working capital, and it actually looks like the company got pre-approved for right around $250,000. I just kind of wanted to touch base there with you guys just to see how business was going and if you guys maybe had any plans here in the near future for growth we could help you out with.
No, I don't really need to do anything right now.
I see. Is there maybe a time of the year where you guys maybe assess that situation or look to bring on equipment or capital for projects you do get?
No, not right now. I've been doing small stuff and... I'm getting old, so...
Looking to retire here soon, or...?
No, I won't retire, but I'll just stay small.
I got you. How's business been for you this year?
Oh, it's a lot of small stuff. I just finished one big house. It was $1.5 million.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I'm kind of backing down a little bit now.
I got you. How many people you have there at the company now?
Just one.
Just one?
Yeah.
I see.
And one carpenter.
Wow, you guys put up a $1.5 million home?
Well, I subcontracted a lot of it.
Gotcha. I was like, yeah. That's quite impressive between two people. but like I said, you guys were pre-approved, so if you are maybe looking to take advantage of some cheap equipment or you would like to maybe bring on some capital for some projects there, it might help you out. It's definitely something there for you to consider, and as long as you maintain that history there, the offer will still stand with you. Is there maybe a good email there? I could just shoot you my information for if something does come up for you down the road.
Okay. Yeah, it's Shafran1.
Fran1?
Shafran1.
Okay. Yeah, the company.
Fran1.
Okay.
@bellsouth.net.
Shafran1@bellsouth.net. Shafran1. Okay. Yeah, I'll shoot that over right now. It's just going to summarize the offer, and then it'll have my direct contact information in there as well. And like I said, if anything does come up, we do move much faster than your typical nationwide bank you're used to. We can get you approved in 24 hours and funded in 48. So if there is a situation where you do have a small open window there to take advantage of something, it's kind of somewhere where we could step in and help you out.
Okay.
All right, Daryl. So
what's the rate going right now?
I mean, the rate's just going to depend on what you're looking to do, either on the equipment or working capital, just because they're two completely different programs. And then just depending on the length of the term, what it is you were looking to do, there's just a lot of factors that go into that. We do have pretty much some of the most competitive rates here just because of the amount of time we've been in business and the relationships we've been able to build. We are able to offer some of the best programs there in the industry. So if you were looking to take advantage of something down the road, I would definitely keep us in mind.
Okay, we'll do it.
All right, Daryl, enjoy the rest of your week. And like I said, if anything comes up, feel free to reach out.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
No worries.
Okay, bye.
Bye.